Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
A recent report by Spunout, Ireland's youth information and support platform, found that loneliness is one of the top concerns amongst young people, with 1 in 5 young people aged between 12 and 34 expressing feelings of loneliness. How can we better support our young people to ensure that they remain socially connected? Well, joining me now is clinical psychotherapist and director of SeeMe.ie, Enda Murphy, and content creator, Leo Gibson. You're both very welcome to the programme. And I do want to come to you first, Leo, because we hear time and time again that this is the most connected generation because we have our mobile phones or we have our tablets and we're always connected to people online. But you say that actually that's not a good thing, and that more and more people are choosing to be insular, to stay at home, to be on their phones or computer or Xbox, even when social opportunities do exist for them. Why do you think that's becoming the new normal?
Yeah, I think you're definitely right with that. Personally, for me, I think it just comes down to the idea of like cheap dopamine. I think it just seems a lot more easy for people these days to just stay on their phone, scrolling on social media or playing on their games or whatever it might be. They're still getting a dopamine hit from that instead of going out and socializing. And it's just easier to do so just staying indoors, really.
And how do you think that contributes to loneliness and that sense of being isolated and being lonely amongst young men today?
Well, I think it's a huge factor. I think of course you can socialise on social media, like you say, but nothing really beats sort of getting out with your friends and being face to face with someone. So I'd say it's a really big factor of male loneliness right now.
And you and your friends have actually been very open about this with each other and have taken positive steps to try and ensure that you are engaging and you're connecting away from that social media space, away from just being online. You're very conscious of trying to do this offline.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, the most recent thing is that we've actually taken up golf. This sort of just like gets us out the house every week, just kind of lets us see each other. And it's just an excuse to, like we say, meet up, talk about our problems, whatever it might be. But it's just another opportunity to sort of meet face to face rather than just having to like meet each other online, really.
So you're meeting out in the golf course, you're getting a bit of fresh air, you're shooting the breeze as you go across the 18 holes. I'm wondering what kind of difference you feel that makes to your own mental health and to your own sense of connection with people.
I think it's absolutely brilliant. I mean, I've noticed a huge difference in myself because obviously with social media being my job, I'm on a screen 24/7. And it's just a nice opportunity to, like you say, get out in fresh air and see your friends. We only started playing about 6 months ago, I would say. And I've already seen a hell of a difference over that time, for sure.
Did you take the mobile phone with you out onto the course?
No, we just leave it in our golf bags. We've got a strict no phone rule, actually.
And did you all agree to that? Did you all sign up to that idea of, look, this has to be a phone-free space? This is about on or offline connections, not those online connections.
Well, if I'm being completely honest, it's pretty unspoken. I think everyone is sort of like subconsciously willing to do it because everyone's just having a good time socializing in real life. There's not really many like times where people are checking their phones or are reaching for their phones. I think mainly because we're all just having a good time in person.
Did it feel strange to be doing that at all?
I'd say at first, definitely. But now that it's kind of like a routine thing, every time we're on the golf course, it's not even in really my mind to check my phone. I think that goes like the same for my friends as well.
And as I said there at the top, this is the most connected generation in history. Yeah. But we are hearing that time and time again, that notwithstanding those connections that are on there, out there all of the time in that online space, that young people, especially young men, are the loneliness.
It's not just young men, it's across the board, it's not gender specific. We are the most connected generation, well, this generation, Leo's generation, are the most connected generation in history, but yet have the highest rates of loneliness and the highest rates of suicide. So that actually demonstrates that the connection that they're actually getting through social media, through saying, like, people don't talk anymore, they will actually send a voicemail. Do you understand? So we're living in this kind of isolated world. And as Leo said it there very brilliantly at the start, it's a cheap dopamine. It's a cheap hit of dopamine, and it's a dopamine addiction. That's why people can't put their phones down. And the opposite of addiction is connection. It's the lack of connection that causes all addictions. And in this instance, with the topic we're on, 25% of young males, teenagers, are gambling online. And I did a slot with this with Colm O'Rourke one time on News Talkers was, and he was a principal in a school, and he says, I do kind of the odds for Paddy Power and everything like that, but he says, I can't even get my head around how they're doing this, all right? So that's the gambling addiction. The other huge one that's coming down is AI buddies. So especially girls, but boys are kind of bonding with porn, but girls are bonding with these AI characters where I know I'm not going to be rejected, I know I'm going to be accepted, but they're isolating more and more and more, getting the cheap dopamine hits, and they're not connecting outside.
So these are people who are actually seeking out these AI chat bots for company, connection. Yeah. I mean, how significant a warning sign is that from your perspective?
Society is always about 10 years behind the problem. So if you look at, say, something like vapes. Vapes, we knew 10 years ago, but it's only 10 years later we're starting to catch up of, hang on, what's going on here? So what we're talking about today is going to be a massive... Now, we don't know if it's going to be a problem. It could be something brilliant. We don't know. But this actually connection is that it has started with the social media, is that the social media is distancing you from the human contact. And as Leo was saying there, it's the physical presence of people in your life.
And why do you need that? Why is that physical presence so much more important than the virtual one?
I think it's the same reason that people will go out with or go into a relationship. There's like, if you just take, maybe I'm heterosexual and take a heterosexual relationship, if you leave me on my own sense of madness will go off through the rails. But if you put me with a partner, they will act as a kind of a rein on my excesses and vice versa. So we're kind of two sides of the same coin. It's why you need two genders to make a baby, all right? You need to, in order to be whole, you have to have connection with other people physically. You have to have an actual connection that way. And it's the presence of them in your actual life. Because, you know, if I'm not kind of talking to other people, I'm going to start believing every bit of bullshit that goes on in my head. And 90% of the crap that goes on in their head is complete rubbish, you know. But if I'm not actually connecting with other people, that's going to get worse and worse and worse.
And you can just get this read on people, can't you?
When you eyeball them,
when you're in the same room, you're reading what they're saying, you're reading the tone of the voice, you're reading their body language. You know, you're getting a different perspective on the conversations you're having.
Well, if you run into a problem tomorrow, it's not your Facebook buddies who are going to turn up. Like, real friends are those who rush in when the rest of the world is rushing out. And, you know, and we're trying to present this image. And teenagers are being bombarded with it. And young, well, they're all adults now. But it's this rubbish that goes on that I have to present the perfect image. Like, whoever goes on Facebook and says, I had a crap day, right? Everybody puts on. And, you know, and you will see it in people. The more people who post, how idyllic a life I have, or how wonderful a relationship I'm having, you can actually say that they're trying to confabulate. They're actually trying to make it up in their head here. Right?
Do you not think that has changed online, that people are now more likely to put up sort of their honest account of their day?
Yeah, people are starting to do that. But now we're going to throw the whole AI into it. And if you go on to a website, something like it's Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous. It's the love and the kind of the connection that, you know, well, if I don't have love, I'm not. Or to be a good person, I must be in a relationship. It's that kind of thing, all right? And it's not, it's codependency. But if you go into that, all right, and you have a look at what's going on, people are now starting to talk about it. But Leo was saying there, we talk about it on the golf course. We're talking about it face to face. If you're doing that online, or you're sending me a voicemail saying, hi, end, I'm having a crap day, there isn't that actual connection there that there is in real life.
And there's OECD and EU surveys which suggest that Ireland's young people are reporting loneliness, some of the highest levels in Europe. Why do you think that is? Is there something particular in the Irish psyche that means that we actually need that human face-to-face connection more than others? Or are we just more addicted to the online world?
Wasn't aware of that actual research. However, my first thought is disconnect with parents. You know, children are kind of get their security from the mum, they get their self-esteem from the dads. You know,
but again, security from your mum,
and self-esteem from your dads. Yeah, that's where you get it. All right. And, you know, the primary educator from 0 to 8 is mum. Primary educator from 8 to about 14 is dad. And a dad parents much differently. He will turn, grab you by the shoulders, turn you toward the words and say, that's the world out there and I'm going to show you how to cope with it. And it's that connection. But he's not telling you what to do. Like, I don't do this with my kids. I'll share my experiences that this is what happened to me. So you don't, you can go out and make your own mistakes. You don't have to make my ones. And it's that actual connection that we're all raggy dolls. Do you understand? Like, kind of, that we're all imperfect and we're all just trying to navigate our way through. And you're just not getting that with the whole social media. And if loneliness is, aloneness is when you're on your own and you like yourself. Loneliness is when you're on your own, but you don't like yourself. So overcoming loneliness is not just making connections with others. It's your connection with yourself. And if you're going on to social media, you're potentiating the problem because you're only seeing what it is you expect to see and you dismiss anything that doesn't fit in with that.
Leo, you've said that you and your friends have found the golf course, that this is your new way to ensure that you are socialising, connecting, conversing with each other. Are there enough real world spaces for young people to be in? Like, I can think back to when I was a child and we would have had, let's say, the youth club, which we would have gone to every Friday. And then you were going to the teenage disco for a couple of years. And then you're able to go out and probably get in somewhere before you're 18. I think that's probably changed now. But are those opportunities out there?
Personally, I don't think so. It just tends to not be very discussed at the moment. Or I've throughout my entire life, I've sort of never really had like a social area where I would think to go to and meet other people my age or go with my friends. But I think mainly what it comes back to is the idea of how easy it is just to stay indoors and like scroll or be on your games, whatever it might be. It just comes down to like easiness and almost laziness. Because I think if these places were to open up, I think a lot of them would be like sort of just thrown to the side by people my age because, again, they'd rather just stay inside and try and connect online rather than going out themselves.
Well, how do you counter that then, Enda?
We can create the spaces, and I would say
there are some out there in terms of sports opportunities, for example, for young people or young theatre opportunities for young people. But Leo's saying is the problem is they don't want to go anymore.
Oh, he's absolutely
that
right.
Cheap dopamine hit is what they can get online by being at home in that space.
Exactly. And if you're going for the dopamine addiction, but if you're actually using something that does not have the power to nurture you back, then you're kind of, you know, it's kind of like trying to drink sugar-free Coke. You know, you're just not getting that hit. And it's the law of diminishing returns. The more you do it, the less you're going to do it. And it's called intermittent reinforcement, is that I'm not going to get the dopamine hit every time. So if I don't get it this time, well, I'll get it tomorrow or I'll get it the next day. So they're just going into this loop, the loop. And gradually, the thing about addictions, that's the reason they call them the lonely illnesses. All these increase of addictions, and it doesn't matter what it is, you're detaching more and more and you're losing yourself in your own head. And if I want to have a miserable day, all I've got to do is give myself my complete undivided attention and I can guarantee you I'll be feeling miserable by the end.
Director of SeeMe.ie, Enda Murphy, and content creator Leo Gibson, thanks for coming on and talk to us in the Hard Shoulder studio about that loneliness epidemic and perhaps what young people can do to try and confront that.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.